Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
This is Nazira Youssef from Haters TV. Jurgen Klopp has just finished addressing the media ahead of Liverpool's trip to Old Trafford on Sunday as they face Manchester United for the quarterfinals of the Emirates FA Cup. Jurgen Klopp spoke about Manchester United's recent form and also discussed the possibility of certain players making a comeback from injury after the international break.
I actually was on the way out. I was on the way home, and then I saw him in my office.
At the normal open press conference, then we'll have a quick breakout for the Sundays.
Jürgen, first of all, can we get your reaction to the Europa League draw, please?
Tricky. Atlanta, we played there. It's not that I watched them since then 500 times, but still same manager. Pretty sure similar structure, so it means uncomfortable to play against, very well organized. But it's quarterfinal. Didn't expect, it was impossible actually, with all the teams involved. Didn't expect any easy opponent, so very interesting. Really looking forward to it. Let's see what we can do. But a lot of respect for what Atalanta is doing in the last years. Very consistent, so good.
On the other day as well, you said, Gareth, come on. And now he's back in the England squad.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of, but that had a lot of influence. Was not necessary, yeah. So, Joey deserves it, obviously, absolutely. What a season he plays so far, so it's absolutely exceptional. So a lot of times without the kids, we were not where we are. Without Joey, we would be definitely not where we are in the moment. He played so many different positions. Really happy for him and good. I saw in his face he was very happy about it as well. So good news. Yeah, and now let's play the game and then he can go there and then he hopefully comes back healthy and we can play the rest of the season.
Last night, with regard to the changes, you said you started thinking about Manchester United during the game. I don't think we often hear that from the manager, even when a tie is won. But does that kind of sum up the importance of this game to you against United and also the importance of looking at...
So we have 4-0 up and 5-1. So that's the moment when you think, okay, then we take off now, X, Y and Z. I don't think we would have played Robbo as a centre-half if it's 0-0 or we are 2-0 down. So not, but he did exceptionally well, by the way. So the next one who opened the door for a new position. But that's the only reason for it. It was, how is that? That's really strange. You cannot believe that you're 4-0 or 4-1 then up at half-time. Was it half-time? Yeah, at half-time, 4-1 up and on aggregate, obviously 9-2. So even the biggest pessimist would not think that we will not go through to the next round. So that's was because of that. No other reason. Usually you really have no time and no resources to think about the next game. But that's why we did the changes. We made the changes we made.
Just check, because Mo's got a great record against United. So is he fine after 90 minutes? How's Konate and how's Bobby Clark as well?
Yeah, Mo is definitely ready. Ibu didn't train today. We have to see if he can train tomorrow. But will be a tight, tight race, which we probably lose, but we don't know. Bobby felt much better. That was uncomfortable. Got knocked there, little swelling, and that swelling led to the feeling that there might be something more serious, but it's not, so he's fine. Yeah, that's it. Ryan trained today again, so he's ready as well. And the others, some of the others, after international break.
Hi, Evan. Do you enjoy these kind of ties? I mean, there's a lot of intensity and rivalry and history. Is it possible to enjoy the challenge of a game like this?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure if that's exactly what you call enjoyment, but I'm looking forward to it. So it's a good thing. Come on, we can take 9,000 people, I think. More tickets, 9,000 people, Old Trafford, Manchester United. Yeah, that's definitely. Ask me after the game if I enjoyed it. But before the game, it's just work, and we try to be as good prepared as somehow possible. There is this situation that now we played again on Thursday, but I said yesterday, but it's we could handle it. And United had obviously a full week to prepare. Erik ten Hag is a really good manager. He will prepare them. He knows exactly how we play. So we will face there some challenges we don't know in the moment. That's how it is. We don't have this time to prepare like this for an opponent and have to be ready anyway. So yes, as much as it is possible, I enjoy it.
A lot's been made, obviously, of the season that United are having, but it seems to be one of those fixtures and games that comes outside of the normal sort of form guide. And obviously they have home advantage, so it's going to be a big change.
Yeah. I think I don't know too much about their season. But I saw a few really, really good games. There's a lot of quality there. They had injury problems, obviously, as well, but a lot of quality. I don't know which player is available. Maybe Rasmus Højlund is available again. Or maybe who else is close? I think Wan-Bissaka and some others. So, which were not available recently. That obviously makes a difference as well. We will see that on Sunday. But again, It was always a tough place to go for us. It's not easy. It means everything to both fan groups. Means absolutely everything. We know that. We try to show that on the pitch as well with the work rate. But you never know. So there are no guarantees, just opportunities. That's how we see it. And we were really willing to give it a try.
Carl.
Hey,
hi. I don't know. I don't know in the moment if we can play the same game again. It was a really good game. I would call this game the start for the next. When we really reach the next level in the season, I think until then it was always a little bit. Yes, we were quite okay. Didn't lose a lot of games. We lost only once before, but it was still sometimes really good. Sometimes not so good. It was difficult to judge us. Let me say like that, because we had so many things to overcome. Like. Red cards, being 1-0 down or whatever, all these kind of things. So it was not always clear how good actually are we. And that game, first time I saw, poof. That was really us in the next gear. Yes, result didn't show that. But I have no clue if that will be the same game or not. I don't expect it. Obviously, it's a home game for them. But a lot of aspects in our game that day were really, really good. And that's these aspects we try to bring on the pitch again. But how is that? The opponent had a full week to prepare. They might do a few things differently. And then we have to adapt to that.
Just on the lads that are missing at the moment, who do you think has got an outside chance of being ready for Brighton after the international break?
Curtis. And I think, and the other two, then Diogo and Trent, for the week after. Chance. Yeah.
And Stefan, is he?
Stefan is pretty much now in his preseason to make him physically ready. So in a moment, if you feel something, it's not injuries, it's intensity. So he's a young lad, so we have to make sure that he just makes that we don't use him before he's then really ready, because obviously what happened before was that the body was not 100% ready for the intensity we, not me personally, but the professional football is asking for. So he's much better, in a much better place now. He had a long time, unfortunately, a very long time to improve that. But that's where we have to wait now a little bit. But he's in his preseason. I think he will be a part of team training as well after international break.
Thank you,
Well,
that's
the last time we looked Mo Salah, because he's yet another record. He has a great record against Manchester United. I think no one scored more goals than him in this fixture. How good is it that you've got him back?
No, so super good. You saw it last night. How many goals did he set up first half? He scored and then was involved in all the others pretty much. Exceptional. So it was in a strange game second half. I would have loved to take him off. Was that not possible because of Bobby's situation? And of course he could manage that pretty well. But even then he set up another goal which was offside. But it's Mo is pure quality, and ask him what he likes the most about Manchester United. But the more we talk about it, the less likely it is that it will happen tomorrow again. So that's why I don't like these objects so much. But it's just an exceptional guy, world class player, and yes, how we dealt without him is unbelievable, unbelievable. The boys did really well, but it's better to have him around and on the pitch than just in the dressing room. So, no, good. And we could build it now with minutes. He is ready for Sunday. Mm. Welcome. Do we have breakout as well?
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.